Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood early riser and self-proclaimed hype man for your morning. Buckle up because today's episode of Early Riser Mindset is all about something super important. Building self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, more fluffy feel-good stuff, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't just about being nice to yourself, it's a superpower that can seriously level up your life. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. And let's be real, we all need that sometimes, right? Ever find yourself getting hammered by self-criticism after making a mistake or falling short of your own, often unrealistic, expectations? You know that feeling when your inner voice turns into a relentless drill sergeant, berating you for every little slip-up? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. That harsh inner critic isn't helping anyone. In fact, it can sabotage your motivation, creativity, and even your relationships. So, how do we ditch that negative self-talk and cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with ourselves? Let's dive into five key takeaways to help you build a solid foundation of self-compassion. First up, recognize that suffering is part of the human experience. Nobody gets through life unscathed. We all stumble. We all make mistakes, we all face challenges and setbacks. It's simply part of being human. Accepting this reality doesn't mean giving up or resigning yourself to a life of misery. It means acknowledging that pain and imperfection are inevitable and learning to navigate them with grace. Next, practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. When you notice those negative self-critiques popping up, acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Simply observe them as passing clouds in the sky of your mind. This kind of awareness is key because it allows you to create space between your thoughts and your actions, giving you the power to choose how you respond. Third, treat yourself like a good friend. Remember that friend who always has your back, offers a listening ear, and knows how to cheer you up when you're down. Well, start treating yourself with the same level of care, understanding, and support. When you mess up, don't berate yourself. Offer yourself words of encouragement and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging in lavish spa days or marathon Netflix binges, though those can be nice. Self-care is about taking intentional steps to nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy, and carve out time for relaxation and reflection. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good things in your life. This can be as simple as taking a moment each day to acknowledge the sunshine, a delicious meal, or a kind gesture from someone else. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and can help you build a stronger sense of self-worth. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this whole concept. A few years ago, I was in the middle of a really stressful project deadline. I was pulling all-nighters, feeling overwhelmed, and constantly battling my own inner critic. One morning, as I was stumbling through my coffee routine, I had a moment of clarity. I realized that I was being way too hard on myself. Instead of berating myself for the exhaustion, I decided to treat myself with some compassion. I took a few deep breaths, practiced a little mindfulness, and even put on a silly song to lighten the mood. That simple shift in mindset made a huge difference. It reduced my stress levels, boosted my creativity, and ultimately helped me deliver a successful project. So remember, building self-compassion isn't about becoming some kind of soft touch or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing your own humanity, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to someone you love. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. You got this. And remember, if you find these tips helpful, share this episode with your friends who could use a little boost of self-love. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.